From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump holds bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday, in which Mr. Trump has said he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. The talks between Trump and Xi will also deal with trade, which is a touchy subject since Mr. Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. The president suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept two easy victories in governor's races in the states of Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that showed that anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. The president's administration announced that it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services, and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. Most Americans planning to visit the island nation will now have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. The State Department released a list of 83 hotels and other businesses that it says are associated with Cuba's military, including stores, marinas, and even two rum makers. This is VOA.